Hello everyone, it is Stefano. It's May 13th, a rather cloudy Sunday morning. It's about 15 degrees Celsius. Yes, I said 15 degrees Celsius, so I'm obviously not in Kansas anymore. I'm not in Florida anymore. We got back on Friday afternoon, and I must admit, as funny as this is going to sound from a 48-year-old man, I had a bit of a lump in my throat when we got on the airplane. And I can tell you my daughter was crying because she didn't want to leave Walt Disney World. And truthfully, neither did I. But alas, our vacation came to an end and we had to come back to reality. So I was just listening back to my last audio boot that I did on May 6th, which was exactly 1 week ago. And I ended the audio boot by stating that on Tuesday of last week, I was going to have a little surprise. Well, I never got around to doing the audio boot. I tried on my Android phone, but it basically died on me. Halfway through the audio boo, the audio boo application just unexpectedly quit. But because I had the phone up to my ear doing the audio boo, I never noticed. So when I got back to the hotel, I thought I had saved the draft. And when I got back to the hotel, my audio boo was nowhere to be found. So, okay, but I won't leave you in suspense. Tuesday, May 8th, 2012, I went with a bus tour to the Kennedy Space Center. To me, it was like walking on sacred ground. I've been a NASA and space enthusiast for as long as I can remember. I watched Neil Armstrong set his foot upon the moon back in July of 1969. I was a little duffer there, then about 5 years old. But I can still clearly remember where I was and the TV we were watching, a black and white job at the time. And it left an impression on me, like it did many, many people. So to me, going there was, tantamount to, sacred ground or... it was just amazing. I was speechless throughout the whole trip. I left in the morning. I went alone. My daughter didn't come with me, although I did ask her. But she's been hearing about NASA and Apollo and the space shuttle and everything else for years now from her old dad. And so she kind of looked at me and said, well, you go ahead, Dad. In retrospect, it was probably a good thing because I don't think there would have been that much to appeal to her. So what happened is we went to the Space Kennedy Center Visitor Complex. Once I got there, I then took the Kennedy Space Center tour, which are these air-conditioned buses that bring you out to the observation gantry. For Complex 39A, which is where they launched the last shuttle last year. It was Atlantis, and it was STS-135, for those of you interested. So I spent a good 45 minutes at that observation post, then went on to the Atlas V Center, or the Atlas V complex, where they have a real Atlas V rocket, the ones that sent Neil, Buzz, and Collins out to the moon, and eventually landed on the moon. Well, it was on its side, inside this enclosed space. It was incredible. Then from there, we went back to the... I'm going to have part two in a second. Be right back.